The Aftermess.
We are back at it. JD's last.
If I'm here, I'm either an independent contractor or I have re-signed.
It's the Morning Mess time for the Aftermess podcast. You got Joey Boy.
It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
We don't know. Literally, this is a pre-recorded, obviously. So when this is released, we don't know if JD's going to be part of the show because he hasn't signed his contract. This idiot signed a one-year contract. Me and Sienna signed a two-year, and it was too late before I told him. He already signed the 1 year. So like now we're staggered, if you will. Yeah. So we hope he signs by tomorrow.
Let me be clear. Me and Joey have the same agent who understands both contracts. I am under legal representation.
The percentage-wise, how close are we for you signing your contract?
I think at the current juncture, at the time we are recording, I think we are at 80%.
Ooh, that's scary. Oh,
okay. But that 20 is big.
It's big.
It's big. So this pod might not even come out.
Legally,
to be honest.
Yeah, put a cease and desist.
Legally, this could be a gigantic waste of time. Wow. So I'm just, every time you guys are going to talk, I'm just going to put in like a DJ Clue. Yeah.
We'll just blur your face out.
Yeah.
Just put a voice.
Blur your face. We'll do this Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. Just
be
me
funny.
And Sienna. I'm just going to look at you, Sienna, the whole time. Be easier for editing.
I'll just be here.
Yeah, we'll just
We're closest
look.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Like, JD, on JD on the radio. JD on the radio.
What is that?
GD
what is that?
Radio.
Wah, 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 wah.
I know. I just, it's like a.
How are you,
CS? I'm good, Joey.
Camel
I like
Country 107.9.
Thank you.
Your hat looks cool.
Is it straight on me?
Let me see. Go like this. Now it is.
Perfect. Yeah, because I do have a crooked head. But yours looks crispy, too.
All right.
Hey, big shout to our girl Vanessa, aka the Bad Baldy.
Woo.
The Bald Baddie.
The Bald Baddie.
Woo.
Did I get it wrong? Is that on Instagram? What is it? The Bad Baldy?
I'll just double
bad
check.
Bad Baldy Bad.
She's going to get mad that we got
she's
that
a sweetheart.
No, she's so sweet.
She is. She's been the homie for a while. She's part of an ambassador with the hat club. So she blessed us with some deep back hats looking kind of fresh, y'all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's going to be doing a contest. So follow her on Instagram at The Bald Baddie. The Bald Baddie, Nessa over there. And you can get yourself, I know these are unreleased, by the way.
Yeah, D-backs. These are exclusive threads.
So big shout to the fine folks at Hat Club and Nessa for these. How are the D-backs doing? What are we doing with the D-backs? If you don't know, Sienna's an in-game host.
They're always trying to make it interesting to get into the postseason. And I just need them to make it or not make it. Because at this point, I don't need to be doing math. Because I remember last year, it was like, they need to win this game and they'll be half one up of the Dodgers. And then if the Dodgers lose, then the pot. And I'm like, can we just get in?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. So we're still fighting for that wild card spot.
Big shout out to D-backs. We here repping y'all in Hat Club.
Yes.
All right. This episode's going to be about, and it doesn't matter if you're in a successful relationship, if you're a single mom, a single dad, it's going to be about parenting. The show has been seeing me off the air. Some of the stuff you don't see when we're doing our radio show is me off the air having to be on my phone. I'm co-parenting. Co-parenting is going great with my ex-wife. We very rarely in all our years of back and forth in our relationship and now divorce have problems in co-parenting. We call ours fluid co-parenting. It's not something that we saw. And so we called our own co-parenting called fluid.
So you guys made that up?
We made that up.
Oh, okay.
We call it fluid co-parenting, meaning we do our set days are on paper. I got Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays and every other Sunday.
Okay.
So it's like literally 50-50. But say if we have an event, I'm like, hey, me and the show are like, we are stacked on Saturday. I'm working all day. I won't even have time for the kids. I have to get them a sitter. Do you want to switch? And she'll be like, oh, that's fine. Do you want to take them this Sunday? I'm like, sure. And it's worked out great. So that's what we do. Now, I do have a lot of people in the DMs and asking me, how do you guys co-parent? And your parenting skills, I would like to say, and I told the show, at the end of this all, when it's said and done for me, I want to be known as a great father. Like the radio thing is cool. And obviously, I'm not a great husband or boyfriend.
You tried.
Or human or coworker. But father, I think I'm killing it.
You just need one.
I just need one.
One yes.
I'll be on my tombstone. He was a great father. All the other stuff,
POS, except dad.
So I helped raise two stepkids and I have three kids with my ex-wife. And I think I do very well. You've met my kids.
Yep.
Everyone that meets my kids, whether I'm with them or not, people will still DM me and saying, I met your son, Jojo. He was serving at the restaurant where I met him out. He's such a great guy. He's so polite, blah, blah, blah. I saw the kids at Target. They were, so I get DMs and they ask me, my parent, I got the three P's of parenting, right?
Three P's.
I know, Sienna, you're going to have a couple kids eventually.
We'll see if I can pop out one first.
I think if you have one,
the floodgates are opening.
Really? Yeah. I feel like when I have one, it's not going to even be a flood. Like the gates are closed. I'm terrified to give birth once. You think I could do it twice?
I think once you, like, once it all plays out, I think you're going to probably have more than you think.
I think it's a physical thing. It's all physical with Sienna. I think she's scared of pushing a watermelon through her vagina.
Okay, yeah, so, literally. Yeah,
if it, let's just play best case scenario. You're like, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have a friend who works with me at D-backs, and she's a rally back, and she's pregnant right now. She's 6 months, and you still can't even tell. And I told her, I was like, if I could have a pregnancy like yours, I would be fine with it, because her belly's so tiny. She looks so cute, and she didn't get morning sickness whatsoever. Literally the
ideal. It's a crapshoot. I have cousins that are sisters, and one got huge, and one had the smallest little belly at 9 months. I think it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, I know. I hope I'm like her, because if that's the case, then everyone's happy. Because if I have a horrible pregnancy, y'all have to deal with it. My husband has to deal with it. I have to deal with it. It's not going to be fun.
Well, he's not going to be here.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So he does get
to
escape
that. In any event, that for editing purposes that I did resign, oh, can't wait.
No, I would get it. I would understand, because some girls, they got postpartum. Mm-hmm. They had a bad pregnancy. Mm-hmm. By the way, maternity leave, how long do you get here?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it because I haven't, you know, got into that chapter in my life. But I think the standard is like 2.5, 3 months.
3 months?
You said
months.
A day or two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A day or two? I'll just live in the maternity room that we have
here. Dude, it's done.
That's like, freaking what else dads. Do you need time I mean, off the dads for? Get shitted on, man. Like, I know we didn't give birth, but I want to stay home with my child.
I know, because it's also the help that's needed, because while the woman is healing, you still have to take care of your baby and you're still trying to heal your body. So you need that help.
No, absolutely.
I think my husband's job gives the same amount of time. I think he gets a good amount of paternity leave.
He it's might quit. Incredible. He literally might be a stay-at-home dad.
I know.
You go to work. I got this.
He might not give a fuck. He'll be like, finally. It's like his retirement.
I know for a fact, Sienna tells me Ivan's going to be a great father. Oh, man. There's no question.
I know. He gets me every time, though, because he does have a father. But his dad is his stepdad, so he's raised him since he was 5.
Yeah.
And his real dad's just off in Mexico. And he literally is, his goal is like, he wants to be a dad because he wants to be the dad that he never biologically had.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, damn, when you say that, it gets me.
Damn.
Like, damn.
Her knees just went like this, damn.
I know. I'm like, I feel so bad because you have such a purpose that you want to fulfill
come
in life.
On.
You could
and
cure
I'm over
his
here
trauma.
Like this. I could. I, right here, my ovaries and everything, uterus, can heal the trauma of this man. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, nope, closed up shop. And I feel bad.
What about you?
I don't know. It's my body. I'm sorry.
Her choice.
Yeah. I'm going to go through my own trauma, healing his.
Yeah, that's a good
You're
point.
His wife. Wifey duties.
So. Yeah. I guess so.
No, but no. I think if you do have a good pregnancy, you'll want another one. If you have a tough pregnancy, I totally get why you would only do it once. So there's three P's in my parenting. Listen up here. The three P's been working for me. Like I said, I have two stepkids. My son, JoJo's 21. The two little ones are now 11 and 9, soon to be 10 and 12. The first one is very simple that I had to learn. Me being Puerto Rican, man, me coming from a household, and my dad was not nowhere near the most patient man. Mm-hmm. But you got to practice your patience, and you got to work on your patience with kids, because you got to realize they're fucking kids. So if they do something that, like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? You got to practice your patience, which I had to work on, because I'm not a patient guy at all, at all. But with kids, you have to learn that first P of patience, and patience for yourself. You're not going to know how to fucking change the diaper right off. You're not going to swaddle the right way
perfectly,
the first time.
Yeah.
You're going to get dookie on your thumbs while changing diapers. You're going to get the kid peeing off, especially if you had a little boy. Make sure you got to put the thing down before putting it. You never seen that, JD? You got to. No. So you got to be patient with yourself as well.
Yeah.
You being a first time mommy, you're going to get a lot of shit wrong.
See, and that's what scares me a little bit, because when I put myself to the test with like my godkids and my niece is like, my mom has her like a little soldier. So she's very, she's learning manners and she behaves. But, you know, again, she's a kid. So like sometimes if she's just running around and playing and she's like, Thea, Thea, I want to play this. And I'm just like, I don't want to do that right now. Like, I don't have the patience to like give her that energy, because I know I can give her back.
Yeah.
So I'm like, when I have a child and I'm with them 25/8 the rest of my life forever, it's like I get nervous that I won't have that patience. So it makes me feel better knowing you developed that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I'm not a patient person. I'm still not a patient person, but with kids, you have to be. Can you imagine being JD's parents? The patience you would have to practice with a JD. I feel like JD was like an only child that was just jumping off the fucking walls. Like, mom, look at what I'm doing. Mom, 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 mom.
Yeah.
My mom said I was shy.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Were you a yapper in class?
I was a class clown. Yeah, you could say that. But not till I was like later. Oh. Yeah. She said I was like pretty quiet.
Why are you like so...
just cool and collected right
now.
I have nothing to lose right now. This is just house money with what I'm playing.
I know. Normally he elaborates on his answers and everything. Yeah. Now he's just like, my mom said I was shy.
Did you mentally quit already?
What's happening?
I'm on my next gig right now.
I'm feeling the vibe here. Yeah. I'm like, are you good?
No.
I mean,
my mom literally just said probably when I got to like 8 or 9, that's when I really started to just not shut up. Yeah, and I just kept going. But I liked wrestling and stuff like that, but I definitely think I was on the shyer end of things. Like, I was just like a really caring, lovey-dovey kind of guy. Like, I was kind of like Gia right now.
Yeah, I think all of us were. I was shy too.
I was a mama's boy, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was just softer.
Yeah. I think I broke out in like junior high and then high school. I was running the goddamn school.
Yeah, my mom had to test her patience as I got older. So I think I was a good kid. But then as I got to like high school, then that's when it started. She had to be way more patient with me.
I had my friend from high school, speaking of off subject, she hit me up saying, hey, do you want to be part of, I don't know, the 60th anniversary of our reunion? I don't know where the fuck we're on. If I wanted to, she's putting it together and she wants me to co-host it with her and put it together to fly back for a reunion.
Why don't you?
Because I think I got to a point where anyone that I kept in contact with, I did. And I went to a large.
That's not what that's about, Joey.
I just don't know. I never said no, but it literally came last night.
I think it would be cool to do that.
Yeah, you never know. Aren't you curious at all where anybody's at?
Well, the last reunion I went to, a lot of the friends that I was close with in high school, I was like in a party crew and partied. This is like me. My whole life has been partying and turning up, and most of them didn't go.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a few friends went, and like it was cool, and like, oh, I kind of remember that guy. Oh, hey, how are you? And it was just like, I don't know.
Oh. Is Anywho. It like a 0 or a 5 anniversary? Like, is it like a 25th?
I don't even know what it is. Like, she sent me last night, and I'm like, hey, just to let you know, we'll probably be reaching out. I really want you. I'm going to put it together. Me and her are still good friends. I'm putting it together. I don't know why. She's not class president. But for some reason, she wants to do a reunion, and she wants me to co-host it with her and put it together and organize it. And maybe she's just using me. Maybe she wants like a DJ.
She's gonna put your name on the flyer.
Yeah.
Did she ask you about hosting it pretty much right away? Like, would you host it? Would you be down to host it?
Host it with me, she said.
So co-hosting
it? Oh, yeah. No, you're getting used. Right. But
she thinks I know Drake or some shit.
I would do the same thing. She's like, yeah, if you can get someone to perform. All right, that's when you're like, just say yes for now. And then she goes, you think you can get someone like perform? That'd be crazy. Do you know any celebrities?
What do you want from me? What would I need to do? Maybe we do a cold speaker call to my friend Jessica. Like, what would you want me to do for this shit? I don't know.
We'll do
Anywho.
That.
So patience is the big thing with the kids. Not only for your kids, giving them patience, giving patience to yourself. Mm-hmm. It's almost like that phrase, give yourself grace.
Yes.
I see so many parents stress out. Like their first time parents, your first time fucking parent. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some patience. You'll get it. Because by the time you have second, third kid, they'll be eating fucking dirt or licking the fucking dog. And you'll be like, he's fine.
I know. When I hear my friends, because literally all my friends have kids now, talk about just these very particular parent things. I'm like, I never would have figured that out as a first-time parent. So I just don't understand. Like, it's so scary and intimidating going into it, not knowing anything. So like they're talking about like their appointments when they're pregnant. And then, the baby needs to have this temperature. And I'm just like, I wouldn't have known any of this. And I have to figure that out on my own for the first time. That is kind of stressful.
Yeah, it is. My parents were not patient with me. But I was shy like you guys. I think we all grew up pretty shy. And think we broke out of our shells. Now you can't shut us the fuck up. Maybe because we didn't talk for so long.
Maybe.
We have all these
slow
words.
A slow burn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once you get through that patience with you raising your child and you just own it and you give yourself some patience, you're going to make mistakes with your children. Then they get to that point where you have to have the conversations right. Like right now, I'm trying to figure out what my 11-year-old, shit, what am I talking about? My 21-year-old, what he wants to do in life. Then you start talking to your kids when they're 11, 10, 9. What do you want to do? I'm trying to get Gia into all the boys play sports. So now she's taking up trying out for the Peter Pan play, which I'm excited about. Next stage is, what's your kid's purpose? That's the second P for me. Mm-hmm. What's my kid's purpose? Like trying to help them out, like what your purpose in life was. Because I knew it by 14, I wanted to do radio.
Yeah.
So all I can do is from my experience, and I think we all experienced trauma. Well, did you have a lot of trauma? I don't think you had trauma growing up.
Not compared to your childhood, no.
Yeah.
It's very minuscule compared to
yeah, I have a lot of trauma that I haven't even talked about, that I feel like I still got to go to therapy of why I am the way I am, is dealing with all this trauma growing up. So now my whole thing is, how do I cultivate of like my kids finding their purpose? Because I've always preached on, you got to find out what your passion is and then find out how you get paid for it. Mm-hmm. And I tell that to my kids, like, find out what your kid's passion is and try to find out how do you get paid for that. So if your kid's into, I don't know, football, how do you get paid for that? Well, there's the NFL. There's not the NFL. Maybe you could be a sports analyst. Maybe you could do different things. If it's cooking, obviously that route. So right now I'm trying to find out my kid's purpose in life and help them. Like with JoJo, I don't know what JoJo wants to do. JoJo can be great at everything, but I think he's still trying to figure himself out.
And do you pressure him at all? Because he's still young. Like he's only 21.
He's only 21.
Yeah. So when do you think you'll start to be like, all right, let's get it together?
Me, within the next couple of years of he has to figure out something that is really going to elevate him to a level that's a career, not a job. Like everyone expected him to follow my footsteps because he does promotions here, but he doesn't have the passion here.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I could look at him like, you don't have a passion for radio.
Okay.
That's why he was helping us on the show. I was like, I don't think this is working out. I had to, as his dad, and I stand on business with the show, as you guys know, like, I don't think this is going to work. Like, I'm going around your schedule. When I was your age, if they told me you get paid for 4 hours, I'm staying eight. He doesn't have that drive.
Mm-hmm. It's the little extra.
Yes.
Because you want to.
Because you want to, because radio was my passion and I knew it was going to be my purpose. So radio is not a JoJo thing. So I'm trying to help him out to see where he's at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What age were you guys at where you feel like you knew your purpose? Like you knew you wanted to be.
I can answer that. Sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah.
You know, because I got lucky. At 18, I always loved the radio. I think when you grow up in a major market, you just love the radio, at least during our time.
Yeah.
You know, you knew exactly who was on. You knew who your favorite DJs were. You were starstruck if you ever met them in real life. So mine came when I was 18. I did my high school project on radio. And I remember specifically when I got to meet E-40 for like a meet and greet when he released my Ghetto Report card, greatest album to ever be pressed.
Glad you're going
to
see him this week while he's here in Phoenix.
So close.
Almost.
So close. 40, miss you. I'll text you. I remember leaving there saying, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. But I got lucky. You know what I mean? Like there was a moment that I could attach my passion to of like, yes, that's what I want. So I don't know if it's like the aha light bulb moment, but that was it for me. So that was just pure luck. And I think I'm glad I did my high school project on it, because that was the make or break of like, wait, do I really want to do this for like a career?
Yeah, I know. I guess I can't relate to people that, you know, I talk to parents that their kids are in college. And obviously you guys went to college. I did not. I went to community college for a year and hated it. But they're like 3 years in and they're still doing their general and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way I would put my kids through college and they're in there 2 years, 3 years, and they still don't know what to do. And you're going to have all these bills in college. There is no way. So to me, I'm having my kids. I want them to figure out what they want to do. I can't relate because I knew at 14.
Yeah.
There was no plan B for me.
That's so unique though, because it's so young.
Yeah. They have circumstance on their side in a good way, you know? Like they could go to football and know that, you know, they could get decent equipment if they need it. You know, like you're giving them the proper tools, and sometimes it is circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, whether you can find that passion because you're given more opportunities.
When these kids are like 22, 23.
Yeah.
To me, I can't fathom that. Like I still, I still don't know what I want to do in life. Like, I empathize with that, but to me, I can't relate. Does that make sense?
Yes, because mm-hmm.
because by 14, yes. by 22, 23, I was already on radio. I was on the number one night show in Los Angeles. Mm. So when I graduated with people and at 22, 23, they were still trying to figure out life and still in college and not knowing what they were. I was like, yo, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. I'm literally living my dream right now. So I kind of want my kids to figure out at a young age so that way by the time they're 22, 23, they're living the dream like I was.
Yeah. What are they worth, or what is it worth to get kicked in the face those first handful of, you know, sometimes years to develop? Like, are you really in it for the passion? Because even if you're miserable, whether that's like you're not getting paid enough or whatever, you're like, I still like this. Like, even if you like football or something like that, yeah. maybe he's not getting as much playing time, but he loves football.
Right.
So if he gets better, but he or she has to have the love for whatever that is. And I think it's almost like dating. There's just so many options. So yeah. it's like you can just give up hella easy and it's just yeah. the next thing. And it's the next thing. Oh, if you don't like that, it's all good. You know, move on to the next thing. Whereas like we kind of just found out, oh yeah, no, we're in this. Like yeah. we had mentors long-term. That were like, this is how it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think that's tough. I don't know if there's a specific age. And I'm glad you don't feel the pressure to be like, hey, by no. age 20, whatever,
well, the one which they is great. Out. Yeah.
Because some
yeah.
people don't have it like that. Like some people are like failures. Their parents will tell them they're failures if they don't
that's
have
that's crazy.
Yeah, kick them out by 18. They're like, yeah, figure it out.
I can't do that. Mm-hmm. My kids will always have a home. I do have a rule, though. Told JoJo, when you move out, you're staying out.
Oh.
So what I like
if he,
that.
Yeah.
If he ever wanted to come back for whatever reason.
I got a 3-bedroom house. I have a modest home. It feels like home. It is a home. I was like, Gia, my 9-year already called dibs in his room when he leaves.
Hell yeah.
Gia and Cruz share a room. They're like, Daddy, when JoJo moves out, she looks at him. Can I have his room? Like, you called Shotgun, it's yours. Cruz like, wait, what? I was like, you guys have your own drive. Like, JoJo, like, once you're gone, you can stay here till you're 25.
Yeah.
Once you're gone, your room is gone.
He has to be smart about it.
Which is great, because then it's time to survive. Like, yeah, I get it.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, but finding the thing you're interested in is always the hardest thing. But yeah, you have to like go through a little bit of adversity to realize if, you know, you are passionate about it.
Yeah, it took me 2.5 years to get an interview in radio. To just get the interview. Went in the interview and then I got paid $5 an hour.
Wow.
I was starving. I was just like, and I did it for the love. And to this day, to me, this is me speaking. This isn't about the money. Everyone thinks we're millionaires. Everyone thinks like, oh, you've been doing it 30 years. I'm not a millionaire. I love this shit. Like I eat, breathe, love radio. It's done so much. It puts food on the table for my family. I love the lifestyle. I love that I get to be part of the culture and help break records. And we have, to me, this is me speaking, have the coolest job to where like, I got first world problems.
Yeah.
I'm tired. That's first world problems. I'm tired because we had a cool photo shoot last night and we do cool shit. So like to me, I was like, I don't have any real issues in my mind because I'm living my dream. I just wish my kids in general can find their purpose earlier instead of trying to figure out at 20. And then when people are 30, I'm like, what? You're 30? Yeah, you don't know what you want to do in life?
Yeah. Then you kind of have to,
you have to have some sort of lane.
With like the passion stuff, you're saying passion into a paycheck. Your passions can change. Do you agree with that? Like, so yeah. if one of your kids, you know, have a passion for X, you know, as long as they kind of see it through.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? I actually am passionate about this. I'm glad I did this because it taught me the life skills to be passionate about this.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I get, right? Because you're not saying, turn your passion into a paycheck. Like, find what you love, do it forever. That's not what you mean, right? Got it.
Mm-mm. No, you can have different passions. Like, I know there's people that are just good at everything they do. They just try a little, like, I can play guitar. I can cook. I can, I'm a great swim instructor. And they're like, all right, well, take one of your passions and make it into a paycheck.
Yeah.
And then you try one of them. I tried all of them out. I made great money at fucking being, teaching kids how to play guitar. I love kids. This is my passion. I love teaching. Mm-hmm. And I love playing the guitar. This is a win-win. I'd be fine with it. And it's not about the money for me. I'm teaching my kids, make your passion a paycheck. I mean, the most underrated, underpaid, one of my kids wanted to become a teacher. Teachers do not get paid enough. But you know how happy I would be if one of my kids wanted to become a teacher because they were into teaching? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I would be like, that's commendable. That's fucking awesome.
I can see Cruz being a teacher, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see that. I could see Gia being a teacher, but more Cruz.
I see Cruz doing it.
Cruz, I want Cruz to be CEO. So Cruz is so smart. I want him
your golden baby, your golden goose.
Man, I want him to buy me a fucking 7 Series Beamer one day. Just toss it up in the air, slow motion.
Thanks for everything, Dad. You are not finding a passion. You are finding another book, and you will continue to read.
No pressure, Cruz.
Your
no
passion
pressure.
Is reading.
Get on it, buddy.
No, and with Sienna, it was different. I don't know if this was your passion or not, because it's kind of you got a phone call. But you did do an internship in radio, so you had interest.
So my passion was always entertainment, because when I was younger, I was always just reading, you know, the gossip magazines. I still have to this day my stack of like the Jonas Brothers, Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, like those magazines from my time. And I would always say growing up, like, I want to be in entertainment news. I want to do red carpets. I just love the glitz and glam. And I know there's a side of Hollywood that can be very toxic, but for me, it was, again, just the glitz and glam side of it. And so I did sports broadcast journalism at ASU because I knew that would be better to get into entertainment versus like hard news and, you know, the depressing stuff. So that's why I did sports. So it's so funny when I tell people that, they think that I'm so into sports, and I like sports, but if you're going to talk stats with me and stuff, I don't know that shit. So I just kind of faked it till I made it till I graduated. And working at D-backs, I was in their in-game entertainment crew. I mean, I still am with in-game hosting, but I was a rally back and then did an internship here. And even before this job, I was working part-time for social media, but the company was based out in LA. And I was perfectly fine with that too, because I would fly out to LA and go on set and, you know, got to meet random celebrities that I'm like, I would never have met you in like a normal 9-to-5 job type thing. So even if I stuck with doing that, I would have been perfectly fine, because I just like love the entertainment aspect of it as well as the creative. So it was just really cool that my passion put me here, because I was just kind of like an open book of wherever I land, I'll land and I'll put my all into that. So whether it's in-game hosting, social media, content creation, or radio. So it kind of really worked out for me, because I kept my, what is it? I broadened my horizons. Is that the phrase, JD? What's the white term for, what is it?
Broaden horizons. Yeah.
Right. It's the Caucasian phrase. So I didn't put myself in a box. I was just like, anything entertainment I want to do. Like, I just want to be a part of that business.
You manifested it out.
Yeah. So it worked
out. It's another thing I was telling the kids about manifestation actually works. I tell the kids the story all the time that when I was young, I would really tell myself, and I remember being in my room saying, I can't believe one day I'm going to be on radio. Like, you're putting it into the universe. It's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, in your head, you're putting out, like, and I tell them, no, they think I'm a weirdo, like, but you literally have to say the words out loud. I can't believe one day I'm going to be on radio. I can't believe one day I'm going to be in the NFL. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know if I think I've shared this. I would joke with my friends that I took your old co-host's job, Carla, because I would listen to you guys on my way to call, like when I was in college. And so I remember she was talking about something. You probably had like an event the night before and it just sounded so fun. I don't know what it was. And I remember being like, I want her job. I like said that in my head. I was like, I want her job. And here I am. So thank you for not coming back from Chicago, Carla, because I literally am sitting in your former seat. So it's so crazy. I always thought that was crazy. I joke with my friends. I'm like, oh yeah, I took her job, because I told that to myself one day driving to school. I was like, I want her job.
I really believe in manifestation. I really, really feel like you put this energy out into the universe. It's really going to, I've called almost every situation in my life of the gigs that I wanted. I knew I was going to work on Power 106 LA. It was a station I grew up on. I was like, I'm going to work on Power. I worked at Power. After the night show, I was like, I want to do afternoons. I want to be a music director. I want to move out of state. I want to. It always happened.
Yeah.
So to me, I really believe in the power of just verbalizing and manifestation. It's going to happen. I try to teach that to my kids, whether they think I'm a fucking nut or not. Who knows? But I believe in it.
Yeah. I think it works too.
Yeah. JD doesn't.
I'm going to get $25,000 more on my next contract. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
See, you don't believe it though.
Yeah, you have to believe it.
Yeah, no, I really don't believe it.
You don't believe it. Yeah.
But if it happens, you have to update us and let us know how much you make.
Okay.
Guys, I'm up to $55,000 a year. It's fucking awesome. You got that $25,000 raise.
You know what's so crazy? You want to know what's crazy though? Is I really feel like someone is in their car right now and who listens to our show and is like, listens to my voice and goes, I'm taking that bitch's job. And they're going to do it. They're going to take my job. So I could be someone's Carla.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see who it is then, because your contract's
up. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm in for it. I've only been with one show, so to go to my second one, it'd be great.
Test out the wheel, my passion into a project. All right.
I know. Sienna's only been part of one show.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Boy, you got a long way to go.
I don't. I think I try to count. I think this is my 12th or 13th show or something like that. That is
really? Like, no joke.
I go to therapy just for that.
No joke. It's just because people come and go, that people get fired or the show gets fired or I quit. It's just, sometimes it's not like all a bad thing. It's just, it doesn't work out. And don't get me started on producers. I must have had 40 producers.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's so different though, because you're talking about real life scenarios and you're in a room with people, you know, sharing the most intimate of secrets. If you're doing mornings.
Yeah.
You know, so not only do these people know about your life, but you see them every day. So you can't put necessarily a facade on. So I can understand how over time that can wear if you're not used to it.
It's crazy. You know?
With that said, long way to go.
Long way to go.
I'm in for a ride, guys.
You are. Let's see if I can remember. All right, first show, we were called The Crazy Kids. It was me and Johnny. Then after that, we went to Houston for a year. We're called The Crazy Brothers. That was a show. And then we had me, him, Baby J, and Riz. And Riz is a big time makeup artist in Hollywood now, which is awesome for her. So that was our first shot in mornings. And after Houston, they fired everybody. They changed the format. Then I went solo. It was the Joey Boy show. And then I would have like people come in and do the Daily Dirt kind of thing. I mean, big shout to Casey at one point. Then Crazy Cat was on my show in the afternoons. And then after that, we came to Phoenix as the Nuts. It was me, Johnny back, afternoons. So that's what, three shows right there? Four shows right there.
Yeah.
Then after the Nuts, in the afternoon, we had DJ Fashion, Steve Tingle. Then they put us to mornings. Then we added Lady La to the show. Then it was after that, just me and Lady La, Joey Boy and Lady La. Then after that, it was back to Ventura. The Joey Boy show is back. Then after that was back here by myself. Then I had Serena on with me a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Serena was on my afternoon show.
Oh, I had no
idea. You know, Serena was on my show?
No, I just thought you guys worked together because she was in the building.
No, she was on my afternoon show. Then we had Alina Lee. Remember Alina Lee? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was on my afternoon show. Then we went to the mornings and started the morning mess. Me and La were back together. Then me, La, and are you keeping count? Me, La, and Anish.
Sienna, I need your hand.
Then okay. Me.
Where are you at?
Anish and Natasha.
Fuck Joey.
Then me, Anish, Gina, and Carla. And then me, Sienna, and JD. And then it's gonna be me and Sienna.
Wow. I'm impressed you remembered all those, to be honest.
I'm sure he's missing one or two.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a couple people and maybe that stopped in for a little bit.
They just dropped by. Yeah.
Try to respect everybody that came through. That's at least probably a dozen right there. Crazy. Wait. Man, ooh wee. All right. Last P is I did purpose, patience, and the last one was presence. I tried a new thing this past year that's working. Just be present. I started a new thing where a crew is playing video games. I just sit there and watch him.
Oh, that's cute.
And he just thinks it's the fucking coolest thing. And I just ask questions. Once you get into your kid's life and you're not planning it, you almost let them be the parent. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, what are you doing? What do you mean? Like, how did you get that? Oh, you need to get these points and then you can buy skins for this and you fly through the air. Like, oh, that's dope. Pretend that I care. But I'm just being, I just sit there. I'll grab like a soda or some chips and just watch him. And Cruz thinks it's the fucking coolest thing that I'm watching him play video games.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with Gia. Gia likes drawing. What are you drawing, baby? What is that? Oh, I'm drawing outside. Wow, is that Gizzy the dog? Like, yeah, that looks just like him. She just smiles and I won't say nothing. And I just watch her draw. And the kids love it. That's a tactic I just started doing the past couple of years. I just watch them do stuff.
Yeah, that gives them a sense of security too, knowing that you care whether you're faking it or not. It's just like, oh dang, my dad like cares what I'm doing. He's paying attention. Cause you know, kids are always like, look at this. And they do a dumb little spin or something. Mm-hmm. They just want someone to look at them.
It's true. It's just like, you just gotta be present.
She goes in this stupid dumb little
thing. Yeah, they'll be like, look. And you look and it's like,
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, cool.
It's fucking cool. I got fingers too. Yeah. Check these out.
No, for real.
It really is. And just like you parents, you got to make time for these practices and games, man. I'm just like a big advocate. If I'm in LA for 3-4 days planned out and my son got called a football game Saturday, I spent $100 extra to get that flight back to be there. Like, you got to be present. The kids will look up at the stands. If they got a stupid flute thing that they're going to do and they're going to play three notes,
yeah,
you got to show up. Be present with your kids. It goes a long way. Believe me, because I hear the horror stories of my friends that my dad wasn't there for me. Was your dad there for you and your flute?
No.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was not.
See?
I was a drummer. But
I don't believe that.
But daddy wasn't there
for
those times.
Wouldn't you love your dad there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that would have been tight.
Yeah. So my kids will never say dad wasn't there. Yeah.
And you eliminate the nagging, look at this. Dad, look at this. Just like how you were saying, like, you know, it's like cruise on the video games and saying, hey, dad, look at this. Launch the game I'm playing. Yeah. You're just there, which is great. I think that's actually probably my favorite of the
presence.
Three. Yeah.
That doesn't cost anything. Just be present with your kids. Get involved with what they're doing. Just watch them. Stare at them. Ask questions. Let them be the parent. Ask them like, oh, that's cool. What is that? It's a needle. What is it? Oh, it does this and it does that. Wow. Why is this one harder than this one? Well, this is a squishy, dad. Okay, can I feel them? Like, dang. And they're just excited that you're interested in what they're doing. Like, their life is way cooler than yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So,
that's
presence.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Just presence. So, when you knock someone up, presence. Be there in the delivery room.
I have.
He's like, enter, nervous laughter.
Change the subject.
Celibacy, am I right? I have such a random question. I've been wanting to ask you this for such a long time. Your parents or your kids are so extroverted when I like see them on socials and stuff like that. And then when I see them around myself or Sienna, they're like so quiet. I don't get the energy that they, I feel like they're two different people. Like, they're so outgoing and loud with you. And then I guess when they're around people, is that something you trained them to do or... Cause like Cruz is so quiet with me, you know, Gia is so quiet, but I know they're outgoing. So I just wonder, why are they so shy like that around people?
I think they're both Siennas. Mm-hmm. Sienna's an introvert, extrovert. If we put on the mics, Sienna's an extrovert and she can talk. You can give her a topic and she can talk and we're laughing and she's roasting you and she's blah, 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 blah. And then, but Sienna, you like your time. You're matcha, walking down the street by yourself.
Yeah. Like I told you guys, I get social anxiety. So like if I go somewhere that I don't know someone else and I have to fend for myself, I'm just like, this is the worst thing to ever happen to me. I can't. I don't want it. But I understand too, they're probably just more obviously comfortable with being just around their dad. So we see that side when they're just with dad, even though they're on social media. So when they come and say hi, they're just like, hi, you know? So it's a normal kid thing.
You don't see them a lot. Think
and fair. I feel like I've seen them enough though where I'm like, hey, I know, like, have some fun. Like, I know you're fun. I know you're this outgoing. Like, when I filmed the TikTok with them, I remember we were doing something for 4th of July. They couldn't wait to do it. And I'm like, why can't y'all be like this with me all the time? Because they were like, we'll do it. I'm like, you say this. And I was thinking that they were going to be hesitant.
Yeah.
And they were like, I love it. They couldn't wait. I'm like, see, that's who
my kids
know
are
you
different.
Are.
My kids are great kids, but my kids were brought up on our family YouTube channel too.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like two and 3 years old on our family YouTube channel. So when that camera turned on, we didn't coach them. They just knew to turn it on. So I think that's still 10 years later, even how long we did that family, the Roland Wood Rodriguez, which just stopped doing, but, I think they knew they turned it on when the camera goes on.
I know. Kudos to you for being able to get them to have like that switch, unless it's obviously natural for them.
It's natural.
But to be able to control that as kids in different environments.
You know who's going to be the funniest one in our family? Gia.
I totally see it.
My 9-year-old girl is so freaking funny. She's starting to develop these things that we just all, even JoJo, would you start laughing? She's funny. That's why I hope she does the acting thing.
I can totally see her being an actress.
I hope she does.
Hope she falls in love with it. I hope it's her passion.
I hope that's her passion too. I can see Gia Bella doing it. I hope. I'm just going to try to, all right, what do we do next? How do we get you to Julia Arts one day or go away to, I don't know, these different schools to teach? I don't know. She's hilarious, bro. She's funny.
I can see her on a stage performing. Absolutely.
What's that thing where people imitate the emo, the song?
What do you mean?
Oh, because tonight will be the night.
Yeah. Dude, we were just, I was cooking. I was cooking. JoJo was at the counter and Cruz over here. And then Gia, all of a sudden she's drawing and she flips her hair.
Yeah.
And she goes like this, cause tonight's tonight. And me and JoJo just busting out laughing. It takes a lot for JoJo to laugh.
Yeah.
And we just look at each other. And then she's just like looking at us. And then she just froze looking at us. And she left her hair like that. And we're dying laughing like, you're funny, bro.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Me too. She has such a cute personality.
I'm out to God's ears. Hopefully she's my little actress. But those are my three P's, man. If you're an upcoming parent, if you're a parent right now trying to deal with a situation, practice that patience, that purpose, and that
presence.
The presence is a big one. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I mean, just being there.
As an uncle.
Yeah. Yes.
As an uncle, when you visit your nieces and nephews, man, they just want you to sit there, ask questions, get into their world instead of you trying to bring them into yours. Don't teach them the ABCs. Let them teach you the ABCs. What do you think the ABCs are?
And that's where coming in, or that's where practicing your patience comes in.
Yeah.
With being present.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't have the patience to be present, so I don't want to be there. I'm passionate about that, so I'm all three.
As of right now, I'm kind of with you too.
Yeah. So there's another P, pregnancy. No.
Yeah, I'm going to sit that
no
one
patience,
out.
No purpose of pregnancy.
No, not right now.
All right, fuck. Four P's. There's four P's before having kids.
And that's on period. So.
Five P's.
And the five is period. Yeah.
And you wish you had your period. So no pregnancy doesn't need a purpose or don't practice any patience. Fuck it.
Yeah, just fuck it.
All right. Do we have any of the wheel joint?
Well, I mean, we can just make it super quick here. Let's do, it's a parenting question, believe it or not here. So what's something your parents did that you swore you'd never do to your kids, but you do? But now you do.
Okay, so it has to be Joey.
That's a good one.
Oh, wait, I forgot. It doesn't have the little pico thing, so it doesn't stop. There you go.
Oh, Joey. It landed on Joey.
That's a great question. One more time, ask it.
Yeah, what's something your parents did to you that you swore you would never do to your kids, but now you do?
Oh, man. Maybe it's have them eat their food.
Ah, that's it. Okay, that's a good one.
You can't. It's like that old, there's an old phrase that I think my dad used to say, you could take what you want to eat, but you better eat what you take.
Hmm.
That's a bar.
That's a bar. Yeah. So
like
now
that.
I kind of raised my kids. Yeah, you could take what you want to eat, but you better eat what you take.
But you always thought, my kids are never going to have to live by this stupid rule.
Yeah, because there'd be food on the fucking plate because we didn't eat out. We just had to eat what my mom cooked. And sometimes I didn't like beans. I hated fucking beans. But I was that kid. I remember spending like 3 hours at the table. They're like, you're not going to get up until you eat those beans.
Oof, wow.
Yeah, it was so, I was like, I'm never going to do that my fucking kids. I'm like, oh, and? Eat that shit. You're going to eat that, boy, you loco. That's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine. I
mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
All right, if you had kids, you had a mistake, right? You didn't pull out in time. What would be the one thing that you would not make your kids do?
Oh, man. Because I would have said the wooden spoon. You know, I'm never going to spank my kids.
Where'd she hit you with the wooden spoon at?
My bottom.
Your bottom?
Yeah.
So would she say turn around or she'd just grab you and hit? Wah-bah!
Turn around.
Yeah. A little pinata. Mom would you
like,
run?
Quick. No, I couldn't run.
So she would take it and just whack. And you didn't even expect it?
No, I knew it was coming.
Oh, you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
She'd just stand there, John.
Yeah.
And where will your hands be?
On my side. Yeah.
Your side. Let's see it. Let's see it. I will see it.
Extremely traumatic.
Like
we're here.
Yeah,
like,
might as well.
Like that.
Right here. Yeah.
And then she would just go. Yeah. She would walk around you.
Like I'd be like here, and she'd go like that with a wooden spoon.
Wait, like what? That. Are you bent over?
Like spanking? Yeah.
Oh.
Spank.
Oh, over her knee.
Yeah. Over.
Oh,
her knee.
Like okay, you're planking.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You were the first planker.
You're the first planker.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we called it a plank spank.
Plank spank. It's too
You're
easy.
The first one. You invented plank spanking. You're the first plank. It's John like that. Ow. Ow. Ow, mom.
No one come from my parents. I deserved it. All right? I'm okay. It was consensual.
She's like, no jello for you.
Yes.
I can't even see Mama Kim doing that.
I think I would be... for you, it's the food stuff. I think when I was learning how to drive, I'm like, whenever, if I ever taught my kid how to drive, I wouldn't be like how you're being right now.
Oh, they were
like,
real
I wouldn't
aggressive.
Be like,
oh,
yeah. I wouldn't be as, you know, I'd be more independent. You'd be like, if I ever had a kid, I'm just going to let them learn by right. their mistakes and not be like on them.
Not yell
the
at them. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd probably be mine now that I like think about it outside of the plank spank.
How are you good?
It was like here and there, just wabah.
Okay, hit your knee, hit that pillow. How hard did she
Dude,
spank you?
Hard.
Let's see.
Come on, give us
okay,
an
for
example.
For legal purposes, this is all alleged.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, my dad would be like that. Uh-huh. My mom would be like.
Oh, I could take that one.
Yeah. They different speeds.
Different weight of the hand, yeah. too.
Different BPMs. At yeah. first, I was afraid.
Yeah, I think my dad was more petrified. Of a club record. My mom was EDM.
You will never get a D or an F. You will never bring up a D or an F. Oh, God, we laugh at your trauma.
Yeah,
yeah,
we do.
We'll end it there. That's
good. All right, y'all, man. We'll see you back on the radio. Shouts to the Hat Club. Nessa, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Go to The Bad Baldy, and she will hook you up with your chance to win one of these as well. All right, we'll see you back on the radio.
The Aftermath.